Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hamas says it is sending a delegation to Egypt as soon as possible to continue talks in the latest sign of progress in the fragile ceasefire process. Group Supreme Leader said Thursday that he had spoken to Egypt's intelligence chief and Hamas negotiators, who traveled to Cairo to complete the ongoing discussions with the aim of working forward for an agreement. Several U.S. universities are taking steps to prevent pro-Palestinian protest disruptions of graduation ceremonies over the weekend. AP correspondent Rita Foley.
For security, they're screening attendees at venues, and they're warning that they won't allow protesters to disrupt the ceremonies. At the same time, they're pledging to honor free speech rights by designating protest zones. Thursday night, as the University of Utah president spoke at commencement, some students booed and yelled, "Free Palestine." Northeastern University in Boston is holding commencement exercises on Sunday. Nearly 100 protesters were arrested there a few days ago. A university spokesperson says they acknowledge passionate viewpoints, but the focus this weekend, she said, should be on the graduates. I'm Rita Foley.
Seven U.S. universities are taking steps to prevent those. And in Gaza, many parents, like Abu Muhammad, says he's concerned about the health of his children as domestic waste piles up at a makeshift dump in Gaza.
With the conflict between Israel and Hamas now in its seventh month, domestic waste has been piling up. Some municipalities have been left with little choice but to find new dumping grounds. Mohammed says the dump's proximity to his home has him worrying about the health of his family.
This street was completely empty. We did not suffer like this before. The municipality used to be active, but after the war and the aggression that occurred, it ceased its operations.
That's Reuters correspondent Olivia DeZolino. This is VOA News. The latest global press freedom rankings from media watchdog Reporters Without Borders present a discouraging picture, including a lack of political will to defend a free press. Afghanistan, Argentina, and even the U.S. are among the countries to fall in rankings, and media is at risk. For VOA, Christina Casado Smith has that story.
Media watchdog Reporters Without Borders echoes this sentiment in its newly released 2024 Press Freedom Index, which finds that threats from governments are the biggest challenge to journalism. Moscow's tight grip on media since its invasion of Ukraine keeps Russia low on the index. In the U.S., a police raid of a Kansas newsroom, hostile rhetoric and arrest of journalists covering protests led to the country's dropping 10 places in the 2024 index. Afghanistan fell 26 places to the third worst in the world for press freedom. China, too, remains near the bottom. Even Norway and Ireland, which have historically good records, saw a drop in the rankings. Cristina Caicedo-Smith, VOA News.
Ukrainian energy workers have been struggling to repair their damage from intensifying airstrikes aimed at pulverizing Ukraine's energy grid. They worry they will lose a race to prepare for winter unless allies come up with air defense systems to stop Russian missiles from reaching their targets. Canadian police make three arrests and Sikh separatist slings that sparked a spat with India. AP correspondent Ed Downey reports.
Hardeep Singh Nijjar was shot and killed by masked gunmen near Vancouver last year. The three arrested are all Indian nationals in their 20s. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau sparked a diplomatic feud with India last year when he said there were credible allegations of Indian involvement in the killing.
Any involvement of a foreign government in the killing of a Canadian citizen on Canadian soil is an unacceptable violation of our sovereignty.
Investigators are looking into possible ties with the government. India accused Nijjar of links to terrorism, but angrily denied involvement in his killing. India removed 41 of 62 Canadian diplomats in the country. I'm Ed Donahue.
Ukraine, trade, and investment are expected to dominate Chinese leader Xi Jinping's first trip to Europe in 5 years. It starts in France Monday. Last year, on a visit to Beijing, French President Emmanuel Macron courted controversy by saying France would not necessarily always align with the U.S. in foreign policy, in apparent reference to U.S. support for the self-governing Republic of Taiwan, which China claims as its own territory. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.